Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You couldn't hear all of Mike Vrabel. We're restricted on some of what we can carry there live on Twitch. But you are getting just gem after gem from Brian in the gift department.
This one might be against TOS yeah. of Twitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are on Twitch.
Yeah, that one
or
was,
on YouTube.
It's candle wax, guys. Just chill out.
I think Terp's coming back tomorrow, which is good.
Yeah, Terp is
a good sign for everybody.
Terp's job security is through the roof right now based on some of these Keith gifts. I think that was an interesting exchange from Vrabel. And I don't know what else jumped out to you there, Keith, but he kind of volunteered early on. Karen asked him about his leadership. Mm-hmm. And Mike Reese wrote about this over the weekend in his Sunday notes. Vrabel has had him out front, meaning Drake May, in some of these drills leading. And, you know, Vrabel kind of started wishy-washy on the leadership. He's like, well, he's in a unique position. He's 22. We're encouraging him. There's different versions on and off the field, meaning you can be a guy who's well-liked off the field and act a certain way off the field, but on the field, you got to be a leader. You're the quarterback. And he kind of backed away from that a little bit in a follow-up question. Rochie asked him, you know, quarterback leadership and what goes into that. And he's like, well, they're all leaders. It's independent of the position. But we all know quarterback's more important. So Phil follows up with what you just heard there. And Vrabel called it a work in progress, which on some level makes sense. He's young. Yeah. He's in his second year. He's 22 years old. But on another level, that sounds like something Vrabel wants more out of Drake May. And so I just find that to be interesting. It's not the end of the world. He's in his second year working on his leadership. I think a lot of guys are. But that's interesting for Vrabel to volunteer that.
Yeah, I think it's important with every team, clearly. I mean, every starting quarterback is a team captain, essentially. But also, this team doesn't seem to have like a lot of leaders on offense, right? Like, that seems to be a position. It's even more important when you don't have, you know, like the 10-year all-pro left tackle or like a big voice who's like a, you know, a wide out or a tight end or running back. I don't think they really have that. So it's probably even more important for Drake May. And I think that is one of the unanswered questions on Drake May. We were talking about, like, you know, PFF had their tiers and they had Drake May ranked really low. And obviously they're talking about like what they expect, like kind of numbers wise and sort of more overall skill. But when you're looking at like the total package of a quarterback, leadership is definitely thrown in there. And I don't think anybody has a great sense on whether he will or whether he won't be. Like, I think that is something that's going to play. Like, I honestly have more questions about that. I don't know than I do, like, his arm strength, his ability to run, 1,000%. Which is something that you can see. Like, we're not in the locker room with him.
And let's face it. I mean, the early returns on leadership with Drake May aren't great. He won a game. So, I mean, that's kind of where you see it. Does the team buy in and can you rally the team? That's the main way you see it, not to oversimplify quarterback wins as a stat or anything, but that'd be the most tangible way to see it.
Because, like, oh, people like him. All right, that's a good sign. But people also like Mac. Like, people, there was definitely people
love Mac.
Yeah. So they're not always the same thing.
No. You can be a well-liked teammate and a crappy leader.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is one of them. Randy Moss, bad leader. People loved him. Kyrie. People love Kyrie.
They did,
and
to a fault.
These are all, we're not saying Drake May is
no,
like
no,
this.
No, no,
I'm,
no.
I'm just saying you can be a well-liked teammate and a bad leader.
Yeah.
Those two things exist. I'm not saying May's a bad leader. I'm saying the jury's out. But the early returns, I get why Vrabel wants to encourage him and get him to a point where he's more of a leader and not everybody's best friend, which would be refreshing if they did it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what else jumped out to you, Keith. There's a lot of little stuff here. I'd say the Drake May stuff is the headliner.
Yeah.
Anything else specific jump out to you?
No, nothing crazy. It was not one where you're like, hey, where's Steph Diggs? Is he practicing?
Well,
that
he's here.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, he's here. And yeah, we saw him, I think, and you tell me if you feel like this is orchestrated, but I saw a video of him walking onto the field with Josh McDaniels, which to me feels orchestrated, but maybe I'm just the bad person reading too much into it.
No, I think that's true. I think it might be the bad person thing because I think he, just from some of the camera shots, like what they've been allowed to film, I feel like Diggs, because he's not going to do every single thing that all the other receivers are doing, he has been spending more time with McDaniels. Was it Todd Downing, the wideout coach?
Yep, like, yep.
I think he's with those guys a little bit more because he might not do everything on the field. So more of the stuff he's doing is probably communicating with those guys.
I don't know. I got the feel or a whiff of,
let's walk out together.
See, yeah, everybody's on the same page. And
everybody's
here's
good
Steph
right
Diggs walking out with Josh McDaniels. Like, that felt orchestrated to me. But
it
again,
might just be as simple as like, all right, here's what you're cleared to do today, yep, and here's what you're not.
Yeah, maybe. I just, you know, I'm probably the bad person on this, but that's how I read it.
It's still the honeymoon period.
It is.
Diggs is back in the honeymoon period. It was a little rocky there for a second.
It was a rocky start to the honeymoon.
Back in the honeymoon.
As it would be on a boat with a million girls. That would be a rocky start to anybody's honeymoon.
That's true.
But
that's
true. There you go. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, because he was asked about the receiver position. It was basically like, well,
with Diggs, just to back it up, because he did have an interesting comment about the receiver position. He said, Diggs has good energy, mm-hmm, and we like where everything is, and he's working hard in his rehab. But he did acknowledge what I think we all know. He is not fully cleared yet. That doesn't mean he hasn't passed a physical. I think the jury's out on that. Giardi seemed to think he was reporting towards he has not been fully cleared for everything. Rap Sheet said very definitively he's passed his physical last week. But Vrabel said today there are certain drills he'll be out there, certain drills where he won't. So he's clearly, whether he's passed the physical or not, he's not fully cleared. He went on to talk about the wide receiver room, as you were just suggesting, and that was awfully lukewarm. Which, how could you not be? We found out over the weekend they were trying to trade for Rashad Bateman, and maybe they're in on Terry McLaurin, and they were certainly in on Chris Godwin, et cetera, et cetera. But he said guys are stepping up and taking advantage of opportunities, like Diggs. Not everybody's out there right now.
Yeah.
He says every day they show us something.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it consistently. So that's about the most faint praise you can have for that crummy wide receiver.
Well, it's funny because I think it was earlier today, Mike Reese was just talking about the schedule for the day, and he had a couple of his notes, and he was saying one of the top storylines in his eyes is the backup wide receiver competition, which I would argue isn't even the starting wide receiver competition. Like, I don't think anybody should be guaranteed a thing, and maybe that's also what he kind of meant, but I look at that group where, all right, if Steph Diggs is cleared and is full go, great, he's number one. What's 2 through 7? I bet if you ask 5 people 2 through 7 to rank them, everybody would have a different 2 through 7.
All right, if Diggs is one, who is? Yeah,
who's even
question.
Two?
Who is two?
Seven.
Who's two?
Is
it? Do you go like Mac Hollins because you sort of know what it is? Do you go Kyle Williams because it's a high draft pick? But we've seen draft picks.
Wishful thinking. I would go Kyle Williams.
Is
but
it Kendrick
I think
Bourne because he was good with McDaniels?
Nope. So I think,
is it Booty?
I think Bourne will be productive when Diggs isn't out there. The second Diggs gets out there, I think Bourne fades into the background.
It's not
Douglas. It's not Booty. I hope for either of those.
So I think like if Diggs,
my answer would be Hollins or hopefully Williams. Those would be my answers. Yeah,
right.
That's
and then there's a question there about Pop Douglas. You obviously have two guys that nobody would pick in Polk and Baker.
By the way, the Pop Douglas answer I thought was lukewarm, too.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I like him off the field. That was how he started it. And then he went into kind of complimenting him on the field, but he started with like, well, he's a good person off the field.
Yeah,
he's
I'd
like,
rather be a good player and like a so-so guy.
Yeah, so I thought that was an incredibly lukewarm
answer.
What about
Efton Chisholm? Could he crack that top five?
Look, our guy EC3 is going to be on the roster.
EC3?
I think we all know that. One other thing I don't like, and I guess I knew this when the Patriots released their email, but hearing Vrabel talk about it, I didn't love it. He was asked why they shortened. Minicamp could be 3 days. You could practice on Wednesday. And often, Bill didn't. Mayo gave him like a community day in the middle of minicamp last year. I don't like that Vrabel is dropping Wednesday, period. I don't like that anyway.
Yeah.
And I don't like that he's doing it before they've even hit the field. Like, why don't you see how they do on the field Monday, Tuesday, and then if you feel like they did everything, reward it. Exactly.
Yeah,
don't tell them now they have Wednesday off. I don't like that.
Well, especially remember at the beginning of this when it was like OTAs or whatever, and they said new coaches were allowed to start early.
And they did this year.
They did.
With Mayo. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. So it's like it's kind of surprising because it felt like he was going to maximize all the time they could possibly have on the field. That's what it felt like before.
Right.
But maybe now.
And we complimented them for that.
Yeah,
we're
no,
like,
no.
Hey,
yeah,
I like good. That they're working out there early this year. They weren't last year. Now this kind of is the other direction, which I don't like.
A little surprising.
We feel consistent on this.
Vrabel, we are nothing but.
Vrabel does not.
Yeah.
So I like that. Curran, we're going to talk to Curran tomorrow. We got to finalize a time given some of the shifting OTA schedules. So it might not be high noon tomorrow. But we're going to talk to Curran tomorrow. He seemed interested in asking about the new hire in the analytics department, I think is what he was driving at. We talked about this briefly last week. Pats have a new analytics guy. He was asking about the Patriots and their use of analytics. So maybe we can delve into that.
Clearly
with Curran
into it. Like, well, analytics. I think he is. I don't think
he said you can't base every decision on numbers. But he says it's important to help you ask questions, follow up, and make a sound decision.
Yeah, so my point would be my sort of view of it would be you look at Mike Vrabel, you're like, former player, former like linebacker, turned coach.
He's
like,
got
kind of
no
like a
time
badass.
For
he's
these, not, no, these no, no, dweebs.
He's looking at that.
These pencil neck geeks.
Yeah, he's going to look at it. But you do hope, like with all these guys, I hope that they use it, but then also like, what is your feel on the sideline? And feel free to go against it. Like, I hope it's not just like everything that they tell him to do, he does.
So that's worth talking about with Curran tomorrow on a Tom E. Tuesday. It's also a Tier Tuesday. We'll have a Key for Madness for you tomorrow as well. So stay tuned for all of it. We can circle back to the Sox with all your Patriots thoughts coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
1-2. Swing and a drive. Deep to right field. He's the real Bronx Bomber. Raffy goes deep in New York, and it is 10-5 Red Sox.
Yeah, well, you don't have to run hard on that one, right? Jog it out, Raffy Devers.
I gotta be honest, I'm never gonna get the people who are like, well, he hits, so why do you care? I'm never gonna understand those people, and I'm sure they're never gonna understand me, and we're just gonna have to agree to disagree on this. But the fact that Rafael Devers loafed it down to first base in a close game, and then
he started to run, though.
Started to run, then let up, which makes it even worse.
Even more confusing to me.
And then hit a relatively meaningless home run later on in the game.
No, they needed that home run, because if they didn't have that extra run, it would have been a real heart attack in the bottom of the ninth.
This is true. I mean,
they could have tied the game.
Maybe what was the guy's name? Robert Stock? Maybe he never would have actually gotten the game.
With these pitchers, I think you need every run.
Okay.
You need every single one of them.
Relatively meaningless. Maybe a full-on meaningless is too strong. I'm never going to get the people who are like, well, he's hitting, so what do you care? Because I look at it and I go, well, the team's dysfunctional and he's at the heart of that, and I don't really care that he's hitting. The team is a mess. And he's a big problem why the team's a mess. So
Are you more bothered by him Cadillacing it to first or him not playing the field when they ask him
well,
to?
Well, definitely more that. Meaning the not playing the
That's
field.
That's a worse sign for like how you are as a teammate.
But it's not nothing is getting through to him is what makes last night loafing down to first base concerning to me. It's like, oh, okay, well, yeah, they told him one thing and now he's not going to do it, but at least he's still trying hard when he's out there, his four at-bats a game. Like, he's not even doing that.
No.
He's playing four at-bats a game. Sometimes he has to run down to first, sometimes not.
But
sometimes he's on base, sometimes he's not. Sometimes he gets the Cadillac around the bases after a home run. And
do you know how many RBIs
he can take as long as he
four?
Wants. Let me guess.
Yeah.
One.
Go ahead.
45.
138.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot of ribeyes.
He leads the bigs, right? Judge hit another two-run home. They showed the graphic at one point last night.
No, he's second. He's second.
Oh, I thought Judge was second. Maybe these are American League stats. Who's first?
Suzuki?
Devers is second in RBI. The leader in RBI is Pete Alonso.
Okay, so that might have been
61.
What they showed on ESPN last night might have been American League stats because they had Judge second and Devers first.
That's right.
In RBIs.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I mean, look, he is hitting. But I think his refusal to move around the diamond, and we've said this a bunch, his refusal to move around the diamond has handcuffed the whole team. It's part of the reason why you have an imperfect roster. And really, from day one, the team hasn't been right. And from day one, he was the guy refusing to play the field. And last night, to me, is just more evidence he doesn't get it. And he's not going to get it.
I think all of it's a bad look. But I've almost become Cora in this, where I'm like resigned to it, where you're like, all right, this guy's just going to be the DH. Second, hit second.
But even
DH.
If you are resigned to that, he's got to run to first.
Yeah, he probably should. But if you're Cora, what are you going to do? You've gone down this road too far. You're afraid to ask him to play the field. You going to go tell him to run hard? I bet you don't. He literally asked him, like, you can see in the dugout, or everyone's
he's
trying
like,
to guess.
Are
like,
you good?
Yeah, like, just like, nothing. He's fine. He's clearly fine. So he's going to defend him, and he's going to be, I'm guessing, batting second and DHing tonight.
What would
and
you
he
do?
May, what would I do?
Would you discipline him in any way for not running hard to first base last
so,
night? Do you put him on notice? Do you say, next time it happens, we discipline you? Like, what do you do?
So I think it's different because, like, if all this first and third base stuff didn't happen, you know, maybe you would have some credibility as a manager still, and you could go and talk to him and be like, look, like, first of all, like, get his answer. Maybe not in the moment because that you might not get it, but like after the game, be like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, you almost even beat that out. Like, why did you stop? And then depending on how satisfactory the answer is, I don't know. I think you probably just keep playing him until he hits. You know me, deep down, I want to trade him, but I'm just saying for right now, I think you keep playing him.
Yeah. When you say trade him, you mean like right this second or in the offseason?
Yeah. I would trade him. I would have traded him a month ago.
Yeah. So to me, I'm where you are.
I think he's a giant headache for Cora and for everybody else. He is obviously not a team player, and maybe you get something for him. Maybe you're gonna have him just DH for the next 8 or 10 years. Yeah, maybe you will.
Do you think there's a way to make a deal with the Padres? Maybe this should have occurred to me earlier, but we know the Padres had scouts. Actually, you weren't in on Friday. The Padres on Thursday night had scouts in Worcester.
They must have loved that Roman Anthony homer.
They must have.
Yeah.
And they've been linked to Duran, and I would add Abreu onto that as well, just given some of the reporting from Jeff Passan, but they've been directly linked to Duran. They had scouts here late last week. So, and AJ Preller is very aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a fit there where instead of trading them Duran and or Abreu, it's Devers and that's the team to watch?
Yeah, maybe. Now, the problem is you don't want to trade Devers and then have Bregman opt out or something, and then you don't have any of those guys. And then Tristan Casas is still a giant question mark. Who knows if he'll ever be healthy and or good. So, like, I say that, and because he's hitting, because he's on pace for 140 RBI, I would want a lot in return. Like, I'm not just dumping him because of the headache, but I would look at a massive,
I don't think it's crazy to want to move on from him at all. And maybe the offseason's the best time to do it if you want to talk about a perfect world. But yeah, I mean, in last offseason, we were talking about trading Devers, and that was before the refusal to move off a third and everything else. Like, I would be open to that.
Yeah.
And he is having a really good year. He is.
Yeah.
But you can't hustle down to first base and have a good year. You can't pick up a glove and have a good year. Guys do it all the time. So to act like those are mutually, like, oh, heaven forbid you ask him to play a position that he's played his whole career. I'd want him to go play third these days based on how shorthanded they are. But I would ask about first as well. And I'd certainly ask for him to hustle down the first base line the whole way, not halfway, the whole way. And I think you can still be a productive player doing that. I like to think that anyway.
And again, you know my favorite stat about Devers. He's never been a top 10 MVP candidate. He was 11th 1 year. And so if you do the math,
what year
on
was
that
just out of curiosity? How good
2021.
Were the Red Sox? Okay, so the Red Sox.
No, that was a good year for them. No, and he was 11th in the MVP, which means he was not even a top 20 player in baseball. So like he's good. I think some people have had him overrated here. Like he's good, and I'm glad they signed him at the time that they did because they had already screwed up the Mookie Betts thing. They already Xander Bogaerts is already packing, so they needed to sign him at the time. But I think he might have been a bit overrated. Like he's good. He's like an all-star player, but he's not a true MVP candidate. He's nowhere near a top 10 player in baseball. So, like, moving on from him, I don't think would be the end of the world. You already traded Mookie Betts. That's the worst trade ever. Like, trading Rafael Devers because he's such a giant headache, I don't think is a bad plan.
617-779-7937. More your thoughts on this. Red Sox take 2 out of 3 against the Yankees. Rivalry showing a little bit of life, just a teensy, eensy, weensy bit. Red Sox also keeping their season alive to an extent. They got to follow through against Tampa, though. Take 2 out of 3 here at least to make this weekend at Fenway matter against the Yankees. And Rafi Devers, of course, always a discussion here on WEEI. 617-779-7937. What takeaways do we have through the NBA Finals first 2 games as it relates to the Celtics and their offseason? We'll get to that with Keith next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.